Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Best show ever, and it didn't even start yet.
Oh,
we don't have pizza, we have kittens.
Kittens! Kittens, Joe, kittens!
This is amazing. There's also, I would like to point out, there's a little girl whose nose is literally pressed against the glass looking at these kittens, and it's awesome.
It's a room full of kittens here on Arts and Seizures.
Little girl, you can't have the kittens.
Oh, Judy.
You can if her parents are responsible and want to adopt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You certainly have.
But mommy, follow me home.
We have a lot of guests here today.
We have the cat people today. All the cat people.
So many cat people. And kittens. We have three kittens that are all available for adoption from North Brooklyn Cats. You can go meet them at Muddy Paws on Graham Avenue later this afternoon if you want to, or look on their Facebook page and contact one of the lovely ladies in charge.
This is a fuck ton of cute.
There is so much cute. This is the cutest our studio has ever been, ever. I don't care what other shows have been aired.
Nope.
There's nothing that's ever been cuter. Joe Garden is fondling a little white cat. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, good to be here.
Good to have you back.
She's got a tiny bit of... She's got like a gray thumbprint on the top of her head, too. It's so cute.
I think that's the thumbprint of God.
It is.
Baby Jesus.
It has the swirls of God.
and also, you're our good friend Lux from Fleshpot.
Hi. Yeah, I got a little black cat.
Nice again.
Purring up a storm.
And then
Lux may hold the record for the most appearances on the Mike and Judy show.
She may.
Yes.
And this time we're not talking about that kind of pussy.
But I would say I'm a fan of all kinds of pussy.
That's it.
It's all good.
Mike and Judy keeping it clean since 2 o'clock.
And 2:01.
And we have the women who got me two of my three cats, Ava Prokop and Lisa Vallis, who
meow.
Hello. They run North Brooklyn Cats, and Eva did the trickiest thing. She brought me over a cat to foster, little Oscar, and this orange cat. I'm not, like, I don't love orange cats, but little Oscar was like,
I
don't dislike them.
I
dislike any cat, but I love black cats, and she brought over Oscar, and she's like, can you just foster him too for a couple of days? And it's like,
I had the purest intention.
Yeah,
no, you didn't. And now I'm a three cat person. It's only one man saving me from like having an overrun apartment. But Mike, you need another cat. You just have one cat,
Jeepster, and believe me, he is cat plus. He's a lot of cat. I don't know. You know, like I said, Judy, we used to live with another cat, Manly, the world's strongest cat, who we lost a couple years ago. And, you know, Jeeps, you know, and Manly were cool together, but not really the best of friends. And I think he's really coming out of his shell since Manly died. And there's a nice cat dynamic. What do you guys think? Is it okay to have one cat? Because I like to have two cats. I like the cat to have a friend.
Well, try
but,
it.
But
you
we have this
try.
Nice sort of like boy cat kind of natural, unnatural love thing going on.
What would you like to hear? What would you like us to say?
I mean, I would say it depends on the cat. Like, I volunteer at Ollie's place in Manhattan, and there's cats we have there who hate other cats, and cats who have sadly been returned because they were adopted into houses that had other animals, and they couldn't. So it's sort of, if he's happy, then
he seems pretty happy. But goddamn, I'm looking at these kittens. He might be getting a new friend.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he needs a little girlfriend. I mean, Inky, my oldest cat, doesn't like any other animals. But I got two other cats. Fuck him. And you know, they live together and they don't cuddle or anything. And I want to talk to you about how to keep your cat from being an asshole, which I had to deal with last night. But
pick him up every day and you tell him that you love him. Works for me.
Joe, before you got...
Works for boyfriends, too.
Joe, you're a pretty new cat lady, aren't you?
I've had cats in the past. Well, I had cats in the past, but when I my wife and I split, she got custody of Bacon and Pokey, our two cats. And so I was like, you know, so I was catless for about a year, and I really missed having cats. So I got, so I decided to adopt a brother-sister pair from a litter of four, and their names are Junior Samples Jr. and Carl's the Third. They're about 7 months old right now. And the thing is, I had those names in my back. I never got to, like, I've had cats in, like, around me probably for 20 years now, and I have not ever gotten to name a cat until these two kittens.
And so you really went to town, didn't you, John?
I did. These were in my back pocket for a long time.
And those cats are the rage of the internet. I mean, you could hardly, you know...
That sink picture you posted the other day. Man.
Very popular. They have a great affinity for jumping in the bathroom sink, which is a small sink, so they just, like... So one fills it up, and then another one will jump in there, and they'll just both sit there in the sink.
That's serious kitty porn.
Oh, my gosh. It's awesome.
There's so much cuteness. Yeah. It warmed my heart when I saw those pictures start popping up. It's like, one of us.
I know.
Well, the best one was when, like, the first one I posted was when right after I got Junior Samples Jr. fixed. And he was, the thing is, I was like, oh, he's been in surgery. He just got his nuts chopped off. It's going to be, he's going to be down for the night. No, he was like, ah, he's like, up and like attacking my foot that very day. Like, oh, I love this. This is so great. So yeah, it was, they've been actually really good. I mean, it's good to have like a brother sister, like it's good to have like a pair of kittens that are like, you know, sibling pair, because they've been together all their lives and they keep one another company. So somebody's looking in. I'm showing off a kitten.
This really needs to be a television episode because of the other little kitten has his paws crossed. He's got an extra toe.
You know, earlier Patrick Martins on his show was talking about goats, and did I see a goat? Did I see one fucking goat in the studio? No.
Okay. They might have some goat meat.
Yeah, bullshit, goats. Here on Arts and Seizure, though, we talk cats.
We bring the pussy. So, Eva, like, a lot of people, and also Lux, you can speak to this too, like, a lot of people complain about the procedure you have to go through to adopt. Like, people need a home visit, and I've heard people complain. But then I suggested someone to Eva to adopt a cat, and she talked to the person. She's like, yeah, no, that person can't have a cat. And I was like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. But we found it in another home. Turns out Eva was completely right. This woman is practically in London all the time now. Hmm. Well, how do you know if someone's a good cat person?
Do I? I'm not sure. I guess I assume that everybody is a cat person, and then kind of go backwards from there. I mean, I guess if we're talking about the same person, she was a little neurotic.
Yes.
And
and you could kind of tell by her Facebook page by all the inspirational quotes.
Yeah. I guess that's what it was.
But so Lisa, like, is there anything you know when you're like, no, they cannot have a cat?
Skeletons hanging on the wall, little tiny heads on sticks.
That would rule me out.
Well, not necessarily. Dead giveaways.
Window screens? They must have window screens.
That's a big one.
They can't declaw.
Oh.
Yeah, if they travel a lot. And students, you want to be sure that they're, you know, going to hang around and be stable and responsible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, I know that sometimes...
But we make exceptions.
When I, in my very, over the years, my various quests for kittens, I do run into people and say, oh, we have to come to your house, we want to check it out. It does feel a little invasive sometimes, especially as a guy who's, you know, a reasonably responsible adult with a history of having cats that I need, you know, some stranger coming over to my house to kick, you know, to kick the screens in the window. And also, like our other friend Aaron, who wanted to adopt a cat, was in love with that little kitty that you had posted on Facebook, probably one of yours, Eva. And but then was told it was only a one, it was going to be a one cat home, and that wasn't okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually relaxed the policy a little bit, and we basically say that if somebody works from home or spends a lot of more, I mean, doesn't have a corporate like 9-to-5 job or 8-to-10 job, whatever, then they can actually have one cat. And I usually say that. Please, I'm trying to be open-minded about your adoption application, but please be open-minded and please observe your cat. If you think that the cat is lonely and unhappy, please come back and get him a friend, because I represent the cat here, okay? You represent yourself. You want to be this selfish person who the cat wants to love only you, but I represent the cat.
Yeah, Mike.
I want the cat to be happy. Oh well.
I stand up for all our dumb chums.
Sorry.
Our furry friends who cannot speak. No, I think me and Jeepster have a good simpatico, and right now I do work at home, so it's perfect. You know, I am around
but
a lot.
But Jeepster is also not a kitten. With kittens, it's a little different, because a kitten, when... a kitten is like 2 months old. They have to, they kind of like little toddler things, and they have to learn limits of their behavior. They have to, it's easier to learn from another kitten who bites them back when they, right. they bite too hard that it's too far. Okay, so basically we are in the business of adopting out pairs of happy kittens.
Yeah, and how? Oh my God! There's so much cuteness. They're playing with this. The little white kitten is playing with Joe's sweatshirt string, and it's like it can't really get cuter than that.
I love this like young white little friend.
He is adorable.
Actually, right, I'm going to text the picture of that cat to Jeepster and see what Jeepster says. It's pretty, sort of like, okay, Cupid for kitty cats.
Actually, I once saw, like, there's a comedian who shall be nameless, but he's, you know, of moderate renown, and I saw him do a whole bit, like, probably like 15 minutes about how he applied to get a cat and was rejected. And instead of thinking, like, oh, wow, what is this about my life, he was like, it's a cat. Why would I be rejected for a cat? It's like, the reason you're rejected for a cat is because that's your attitude towards cats. Mm-hmm. You
exactly.
know, there was nothing funny about it. I actually kind of wanted to punch him in
the
face. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, and as I can say, like, I've seen we get cats who get returned, and we get animals who get returned. Because all these places also are part of Mighty Mutts, so we do dogs as well. And recently there was a dog who... had been adopted, I think, like 7 years ago and is 11 now, and suddenly a kid has allergies.
Oh. Yeah.
So they returned the dog, and that's horrible. And, I mean, that's after being with a family for years. And I understand why people get frustrated, and I think, like, the place I volunteer, there are some, like, negative Yelp reviews because it's too hard to get a cat. But we have a one-eared Siamese cat right now. You know, you need a good home for a cat like that, and you don't want someone to be like, oh, this is a cute toy, and then I'm going to give it back 2 months later because I'm bored.
Or when they take kittens when they're at their cutest stage and return them when they're, like, at that awkward teenage stage.
Yeah.
I hate that. But, hey, listen, we're going to talk to this guy from the
Ooh.
Internet...
Yay!
The Internet Cat Video Festival.
This just keeps getting better and
is
better.
Is happening next weekend.
The Internet what, Judy?
The Internet Cat Video Festival, which sounds like a joke.
There are cat videos on the internet?
I know. We actually have one of the videos. The woman who filmed it, Lisa, is right here. Her cute dog and little kittens. She's been accepted into the festival.
An auteur.
Hey Joe, do we have him on yet?
I was going to take it. Let's take a quick break, and then I'm going to get him on the line. How's that sound?
Oh, okay. We'll have the kitty song. What do you have for us,
Mike? Kitty cat song. Lee Dorsey, spin it.
I've got a little kitty cat that never chases a mouse. All she wants to do all day is lounge around the house. She purrs when she needs me, and I'm right at her command. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches at my hand. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby. Only wanna hurt me.
does just like you, baby. I bought my kitty all the milk my pockets would allow. Now she's the only cat in town that owns a private cow. I treat her like a princess instead of just a friend. But when I try to pet her now, she scratches me again. You know that's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's just like you, baby.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, it's just like you, baby.
Like what you hear so far? Support the network and become a member. Membership helps us bring you the best food radio in the world and gives you access to thousands of dollars in discounts at the sustainably minded businesses that support us. To become a member, visit heritageradionetwork.org today.
I've got to stop these goings on before it gets too late. No matter what I give to her, she don't appreciate. You know that's just like you, baby.
I didn't know you had
a vine. Oh, man, Judy's kitten smells so new.
Mike has that new kitten smell on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Little Jeepster's going to have a little girlfriend,
I'm falling
I think,
in love
by the end
over
of
here.
How could you not?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, we have Scott from the Internet Cat Video Festival on the line. Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Scott. Welcome to Arts and Seizures. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We're cat crazy today, Scott.
We've got three kittens in the studio, which is located in a restaurant and probably not quite legal, but there we are. So why cat videos? Why not, like, you know, strange animal friends or puppy videos? What is it about cat videos?
Cats don't want to be on camera, which makes them really appealing. dogs want it too badly. They actually want to perform for it, and cats don't. I think that's one thing. People obviously love their pets, and they love cats. And cat videos have been around for a while, but I think with its attention on the internet, it seemed like a natural thing to try to take over into kind of a real world setting with the festival.
So how many you've done this before? Like you're part of the Walker Arts Center, right? I mean, that's pretty highbrow place.
Yep. It is.
Oh, try. Minneapolis guy.
Yeah, we've got Midwesterner Joe Garden here.
Hi-oh.
Oh.
So what can we expect besides Lil Bub at the Warsaw show on Friday and Saturday?
Well, Lil Bub will be there. We have a band from New York, super cute, that's going to open. And then I'll be hosting kind of a pre-show where Lil Bub will be there. And we've got about five or six of the other creators of videos from the area that are going to be present.
Is the band
then,
that's playing?
Lil Bray,
are they actually
the creator of the honoree La Chat Noir series, will be there as well.
Oh, wow.
Then,
nice.
Yeah, so Lil's going to be there with me. And then I've got a few kind of exclusive videos that we're going to share just for the Brooklyn show. And then we'll show this year's reel. So it'll be 75 minutes and 80 plus cat videos.
That's a lot of kitties.
Is it too late to submit? Because I've got some dynamite videos of Junior Samples Junior.
I'm taking submissions all the time, and it's actually now rolling into next year. So, yes.
All right.
Oh, and a star is born. Actually, my cats are both camera horrors. I mean, Manly loves the camera, and Jeepster lives to be on Facebook.
Well, I was talking to a friend of mine emailed me last night. She was saying how her dog ate his bed, so she finally let him up on the sofa, and he got so excited by being on the sofa that he peed. And I was like, this is why cats are so much cooler. A cat would never pee out of excitement. They might pee out of spite.
And you can't tell a cat not to go on a couch either.
No. Well, yeah, you could tell them, but
they just won't listen.
You could tell them whatever you want, but dogs are dumb, so I totally appreciate this. So
you guys got any tips for making a good cat video? We have one auteur here in the studio,
sure.
And Scott, what are some tips? Because how do you get those cats to recite their lines?
Well, I think that's a good point. But I think people ask the question all the time about this. I think it's really the same as any type of art form. I mean, you're looking for something that's compelling, something that's interesting, original, something that maybe a different take on a subject. But when it comes to cat videos, I think brevity is important. So it's edited, and you have like it kind of gets to the point. Whatever that might be, with it, and editing is key too. And part of the thing with the festival is I've edited nearly every video that's in there, so it creates this really kind of tight overall production to it. Because a lot of cat videos can use some editing.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of it, and I think part of it is there's a variety. There's everything from capturing the 6-second cell phone capture of a cat doing something funny, two like 5-minute short films that are in our festival and everything in between. So
like
it
Henri.
Isn't just those little videos, but there's other stuff too.
So who comes to this event? What kind of crowd are you going to pull for the Big Kitty Film Festival?
I'm in.
Lunatics.
It's a really the demographics are really wide, and it's kind of amazing what comes. It isn't just like the really hardcore cat people. It's everything from that to families, very family friendly.
I'm so glad though that you're doing an adults only night on Friday.
Yeah, the Friday one is more to the lateness of it than. And we're going to do a matinee on Saturday as well, but that's very family friendly. But we also get like the hipster crowd or people that just love the internet. So it really kind of spans this whole range, and I think that's partly its popularity too. That it kind of a lot of people can relate to it in different ways.
I know it's a real Sophie's choice, but do you have a favorite cat video?
I do actually, and the one I have is not necessarily one of the, I really love some of the. Personas like Henri and Little Bub, but the video I really love is it's called Boots and Cats, and it's produced by an animator and a DJ in London, and it's this kind of syncopated clip art thing of Boots and Cats back and forth, and it becomes this kind of really catchy song out of it, and that's my personal favorite.
I'm such a nerd, I had this conversation with my friend last
night. Well, what's your favorite, Judy?
Mine is very simple. It's that little gray kitten laying on its belly where it goes, ooh!
Yeah. That's a great one.
The Citizen Kane of cat videos.
Hey guys, we have a fan in the studio who wants to talk about her favorite cat. Her name's Camilla.
Oh, Camilla's? Come on in, Camilla. We have a kid in here.
I like the white cat.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the white cat is so great, isn't she?
The white kitten is really cute.
Come on in. Come in.
So, Scott, are tickets still available? Are tickets still available to the festival?
Yes, they are. Yeah, we have a few tickets left for Friday, and we have quite a few left for Saturday afternoon show. And just so people know, Little Bub will be at both shows.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us on the phone. I already have my tickets. I look forward to meeting you on Friday night. Have a great weekend.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you. Now we're going to have a child come into the
Now we have to behave.
Yeah.
You know, my agent told me not to do the show with kids around.
This is the thing. When you have, like, kittens in the studio, you're going to get kids. Oh. There's some serious cuteness going on here.
That is adorable. Camilla is now petting. What is the white kitten's name? Do they have a name yet?
Snowflake.
Aww.
Hey, but you just made that up.
Yes,
yes
I did.
I like this one too. Do you like the black one?
There's a little black kitten.
You want to pet Orson Welles?
The black one
is Lisa. This one is Renee. I have no clue what the white kitten's name is.
So I know they're doing a rescue event, like an adoption event with the cat festival.
Hello.
Our youngest guest. Are you guys part of this adoption event or?
Yes.
You are at the. So where?
No,
will,
no we aren't. No.
Oh.
Which adoption event?
At the festival itself?
Yeah.
No.
But they are doing one, right?
I don't know.
Oh. But you guys are doing it.
We're doing it every Sunday.
But don't you do Saturday too at PS9 or is that just a once a
month?
I do it myself.
So Saturday.
A lot of cute out there.
There's so much cute. So PS9 on Saturdays, Muddy Paws on Sunday. Lux, where can we find your cats?
Ollie's place. We're on 9th Street between 1st and A.
Perfect.
Like this one?
And we're open for visits between 6 and 8 on weeknights and 12 to 5 on weekends.
Oh, perfect. So people can go after work.
Yeah.
And get a cat. Joe, where can we find you now? Like are you an Adult Swim now?
I'm an Adult Swim Digital. We're doing the website, and it's funny because we actually we share an office with the people that make the Time Life books, and we've been one time we were having pizza and watching cat videos, and everybody was laughing really hard, and this woman came in, she's like, I'm sorry, but I'm trying to get some work done, and apparently this is what you do for work. And we're kind of like, yes is what
See,
we do for work.
See, you're a crazy cat person, and you're getting paid for it.
Lighten up, lady. I'm sure if you'd just shown her a couple videos, she would have been all over that.
Well, one would think, but I don't know if she has a sense of humor or love in her heart.
So. Oh, somebody wants this kitten, Mike. You're going to have to fight her for it. There's going to be a cat fight.
Camilla, can you have cats in your house?
My mom said no.
Oh, that's
too
bad.
Mean.
But at least you can... At least you can actually, like, you can actually pet the cat right now and enjoy that. It's very sweet. I think you should name it Stinky.
I like Stinky better.
Yeah, Stinky's good.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're that simple after your cat's name.
So. Yeah, really?
You know, I mean, I'd had those Junior Samples Jr. and Carl's the Third. I'd had those around for a long time.
And that's it.
And that's it.
That's it, you're done.
Yeah, no more.
What if the cats didn't fit that name?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they necessarily fit the name. They're Junior and Carl's.
Oh my God! There's a kitten eating his toe. Oh. Eating his sick toe.
Oh, it's a little polydactyl cutie.
I would like someone with a really fat cat to name it Mount Kilimanjaro. That's the name I've been saving.
I always thought that the cat's name had to come to the cat. All the cats that I've had, the cat went without a name for weeks usually until it bubbled out of some deep recess in my brain. Yeah. You know, that I wasn't aware of. The cat communicated somehow and told me, you know, what his name was.
That's how it's been.
I'm kind of like Joseph Smith in the Book of Mormon, like, you know, I'm just a vessel for God.
Sure, I mean, we're all a vessel. I mean,
and that's how I got in Hanley the World's Strongest Cat and Jeepster.
I think I would actually name it, if I get another cat, it would be named Cat Steve Cat.
You know what, Joe? What? No more cats for you.
Dang it!
He can get one more. I like our friend Janet Ginsburg had a stray cat that used to come into her house all the time, and she called it Cat Base, which I thought was a really good name. Simple.
Yeah, I have friends who have Mr. Kitty and Stephen Mealkmus.
I just have. Oh my God! I'm sorry. I'm overwhelmed by the cuteness. Mike,
the cutest half hour on the internet today.
On the internet, on any sort of frequency.
Oh my God.
Seriously cute. We're going to have to do a slideshow with our...
This is Facebook fodder for the next millennium.
If you want to adopt a kitten, go to Muddy Paws on Graham Avenue today, PS9 on North 9th Street in Williamsburg, both in Williamsburg on Saturday. Mike... Let's plug your event
we got a big show this week, the Odd Harmonics. It's a gallery filled with these crazy theremins. They're all like these sort of fine art theremins that have they're Moog theremins that have been rebuilt into these sort of like super modern crazy sculptures. There are about 20 of them in the room. It's an incredible gallery, and I'll be performing there this Saturday, October 26th, coming up with the Interstellar Rendezvous Band, and we're going to be telling tales of pro wrestling and sex and the American space program as ever. So it's Odd Harmonics. The gallery is the Judith Charles Gallery, 196 Bowery. That's on Spring Street. So it's Bowery and Spring. This Saturday night, come see me, whip it on you.
Bowery and Spring? Can I plug something really fast?
Of course.
Janet Ginsburg and I and some other people co-wrote a cat book called The Devious Book for Cats. So check that out.
Yeah. We've talked for half an hour. We didn't even bring up Joe's cat book.
We were intoxicated by the cuteness. By the kitty cuteness.
You know, all these other people got cat videos, but Joe, you have a cat book.
That's true.
And
if you follow me on Vine, I have Passive Aggressive Cat. It's a series I do.
It's been like the cutest half hour. We're done for the week. I don't know how we're going to top it.
Cats
next week.
And seizures.
Certainly not with puppies.
It's not a sex next week. I think it's a sex show next week.
All right. There's a kid here.
S-E-R.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.